It's Monday, the 9th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The results of the SWAPO Party Electoral College are out. Around 600 delegates, including parliamentarians and central committee members, voted to select candidates for the upcoming National Assembly election in November. Prime Minister Sara Kugongelwa Amadila and SPYL Secretary Ephraim Nekongo are among those who have made the pot. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo reacts to the development.
There are complex issues that need to be managed. Firstly, it's diversity. Secondly, it's understanding the challenges that are facing the country. Expertise would be important. You are looking at people who have the knowledge, the skills, the capabilities, as well as the ethical and moral grounds to deal with issues of inclusion, economic growth, as well as addressing the youth unemployment and other factors. So it's not a matter of just nominating someone, but to what extent do they fit in the bigger picture?
Other candidates who have made it into the top 10 include Information Minister Emati Ofelis, SWAPO Central Committee Member Toby Aupindi, and Tourism Minister Pohamba Shifeta. These candidates are part of the 96 seats available on the SWAPO list for the National Assembly. To South Africa now, where the legal team behind the Listeriosis class action against Tiger Brands claims there's evidence linking the company to the outbreak that killed over 200 people 6 years ago. According to Daily Maverick, the lawyers allege the National Health Laboratory Services found that the Listeriosis strain responsible was exclusively from Tiger Brands Enterprise Foods factory in Polokwane, Limpopo. In an update, authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they are unable to identify several bodies of inmates who were killed during an attempted jailbreak at Makala Central Prison in the capital, Kinshasa, last week.
Congolese officials have asked families that have not heard from their relatives detained at the Makala Central Prison to visit the facility to check whether they're still alive. The statement released by the Justice Ministry comes a week after many prisoners were killed as they attempted to break out of the high security prison. The Interior Minister put the figure of the dead at 129 people, but human rights activists say the number is more than 1,000. The prison in the capital, Kinshasa, was built by colonialists to hold 1,500 prisoners, but currently has about 13,000 of them. Cases of prisoners dying of hunger and diseases are common in the overcrowded facility. Human rights groups have called for an independent inquiry into the killings. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And a long-time anticipated report warns that the European Union needs up to $884 billion per year to hit its climate and competition goals.
Urgent and concrete is how Mario Draghi described the roughly 400-page report. Commissioned a year ago, the former Italian PM and ECB head was tasked with identifying how to give the European economy a jolt. Innovation was highlighted as a major area of concern, with Draghi warning that the bloc has become stuck and struggling to compete with the likes of the US in fields such as tech. The report also urges the EU to combine decarbonisation with competitiveness, as well as become less dependent on other nations for things like raw materials. Draghi warns that growth has been slowing for a while in Europe, and it can't be ignored any longer. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.